Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. Today we're going to talk about when life happens and you need to cut your volume. Ugh, gross. I hate thinking about that. But I'm in the same boat too. Sometimes life happens and you need to ride less. And I think a lot of us, myself definitely included, especially when I was in medical device sales, you know, whether there was a meeting or surgeries were going late or things were getting me off my schedule, it would drive me crazy and I hated it. But these are things that you can't always control. I mean, a basic life tenet is just control what you can control. When there's times that we foresee a cut in volume happening, a lot of times we over-exaggerate it in our head. We think that the whole schedule is going to get ruined, everything's going to go, you know, off the rails. Usually it's not true. Like as we march forward, I'll have athletes who are like, I need to cut time. This is what's happening. And so I'll make rides shorter or whatever. And then I get in there and the hour and a half ride became like 2.5 hours. And the hour day was actually an hour 45. We overplay how much of a disruption this will be because we kind of freak out and we all like the schedule. Most of us like the schedule and we want to keep the fluidity. Did I make that up? We want to keep the flow of training going. So this athlete, he has a good question. You know, life is starting to happen. And I guess these phases will come. I don't really know how I should deal with doing less volume without losing my hard-earned fitness. Right off the bat, let's look at let me keep reading this because the duration is important. So I asked him kind of what's going on. And he said, I need to cut volume 30% for 2 to 4 weeks. 11 hours to 8 hours. So first off, 2 to 4 weeks, you're not gonna lose anything. Now, if we're talking about a reduction of volume over 2 months, 6 months, a year, then yeah, you're training, you train less, you need to be smarter, or you need to change your goals. Like if you're trying to do Grand Fondos, road races, longer events, and you're cutting volume by 30%+, and you like crits, maybe crits are more your thing. Maybe shorter races are your thing. Like, just ask yourself again, how does this affect me going from point A to point B, point B being success at your event? So he's cutting the volume from 11 to 8, and he said, I did some more intensity because of that reduction. I didn't want to take a step back, but somehow this made me feel like crap on the bike. Do you think it's possible to maintain fitness by maybe cutting one of my 3-hour endurance rides and do the rest, 2 times endurance and 2 times intervals like normal? Or is there a better way to cope with this that comes straight to your mind? At the end of the day, I have a 4-day training week, but 3 of the rides have to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My plan after this period is to get a rest week regardless of the lower volume and then go back to my normal hours. So let's take the big points here. So right off the bat, let's work it backwards. He has Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to ride. So 3-day blocks, that's awesome. The funny thing is we'd obviously love to spread these apart a little bit, but not necessarily. Automatically, I'm gonna say Thursday's a rest day and Monday's a rest day. So really all we have to deal with is Tuesday and Wednesday to figure it out. My personal choice would be Saturday and Sunday are the endurance rides. It's the weekend. Don't stress about intervals, go out and ride. Ride endurance, save it so that you rest on Monday and then you come out with a banger session on Tuesday. That's gonna be your hardest day. Wednesday, you gotta rest again because of his schedule. Thursday is rest again because of his schedule. So now you got 2 days rest, come out and smash it on Friday. So you have Tuesday and Friday as your hard days. Saturday and Sunday are your endurance days. Sunday's gonna be a great day on the bike for getting those adaptations of riding a little bit tired. I personally believe is very good for endurance. Now with what would you do? He makes a comment of, I started to just go harder to try and make up for hours. Remember that you can't really bake the cake that way. With endurance sports, especially for a guy, it sounds like at his level, he's relatively new because he had started this with, hey, I reached out for a power file analysis and had been self-coaching for 8 months. So he's really like a year and a half into training. Going harder, especially when you're new, is super fatiguing. So the reason he felt like crap on the bike, he used another word, but it's just, he went out and it was a really hard session. So the next day you're gonna feel tired. If you're doing that a bunch of times to make up for less time, you're not working the right physiological system, right? So there's three energy systems. We won't delve into that in this video, but I think everyone's getting the point across of like, if you're trying to build your aerobic capacity, your VO2 max, your threshold, working on the lactate clearance and the production side of things, that's very different than just going hard for 1 minute, 2 minute, short VO2 max stuff, 3 minutes, let's say. You're starting to train different systems. So then we need to step back and say, okay, well, what was your goal? Like, where are you taking this? What are you working on right now? When you have a reduction of hours, I don't think you change the intensity of training. You stick with your program of where you're going. You just have less hours to work with, mostly on the endurance side. Is that a good thing? No. More hours is better as long as you can actually handle it and that you're then able to complete the harder workouts during the week and that you're absorbing all this training, you're taking the appropriate rest. But really, for 2 to 4 weeks, this guy's not gonna even skip a beat. Use that time. Obviously, life is happening, so it's not like there's just automatically extra time now, 3 hours in the day, but you'll probably have a little bit more energy. So focus more on the family. Focus more on making sure you get good sleep because it sounds like it's going to be a more stressful time of the month, you know, and use this time to start cutting out things that you don't need that don't make you a better cyclist. Maybe you find yourself watching TV for 2 hours and not really doing anything. Well, if it's family time and that's what your family likes to do, that's cool. Can you stretch during it? Can you do some like band work? Can you do some other little things? I don't want people to be only thinking about cycling. But how can you weave it in when you have limited hours so that you maximize the hours of the day? So reduction in hours, stick with your plan, just map things out, map things backwards, and don't have stress over this. You're gonna get through it, it's gonna be totally fine, and then when the schedule returns, you get right back after it. And when it comes back, you might then even find like, hey, I've added in something here, I've taken this thing out, now maybe your 11 hours becomes 12 hours. These 1 hour increases, I always use the 8 to 9 example because I know it in my head, going from 8 hours a week to 9 hours a week is a 12.5% increase in weekly training volume. If you do that over a year, you just train 12.5% more. That is massive. Micro changes, macro results, let's get it. Have a great day. Hit us up if you want to get a power file analysis done like this guy did. One of our coaches will go through your files, figure out, take a look at your goals, where you've been, where you're trying to go, give you some tips. You can take them and run with it. And then down the road, if you want to explore coaching options, cool. But honestly, it's totally free. We're here for you to help you out. Not for the people. We are the people. Let's get it. Monday. Come on.